dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up on the program today, we're going to be talking with the man on campus at Hastings College, Jeremiah Slough, scored 61 points on Wednesday night. That is a school and also a GPAC record. Let me see if I can find this here real quick, because this is awesome. I'm trying to find the guy whose record he's broke. I got to find that for you. It's pretty funny. So Jeremiah is going to join us. Also, we'll preview the Super Bowl a little bit with Mike Wilkingen from the Pro Football Weekly. He is a senior editor. We'll talk about the game. We'll talk about some of the things that go around the game. We'll talk a little bit of wagering. We'll talk a lot about what Pro Football Weekly thinks. And you don't have to be a This is no secret. If you picked it up this week, everybody, they even the pros, like the Colts. Now, not necessarily everybody big, but fairly high scoring, and the Colts. And we'll talk with Mike about that. Plus, on the show today, a chance to win 4 Nebraska women's basketball tickets to Wednesday night's game against Oklahoma State and Tri-City Storm hockey tickets. Last night they were skating on the pond. How'd that go, Derek?
It went good. It went good. I just thawed out, actually.
Did you skate?
No, I didn't skate. No, I had some other duties, you know, breaking down sound systems.
Break it down.
So. But it was good. It was good. We had a lot of people. So I actually thought it was a good turnout, more than I thought would show up. And it wasn't too bad. The wind wasn't blowing. It was obviously a little cold, but got to have it cold to have the ice out there. So it was good.
Were there ice fishing holes the kids play?
One of the funniest things, when we were still getting set up and right at the beginning of the event, people were showing up, the team showed up. And as you looked across the lake, about 100 yards away from the rink we had set up, was one guy out in the middle of the lake ice fishing. It was kind of a funny backdrop. But, yeah, it was a good event. A lot of people showed up. A lot of people skated afterwards. So it was good.
They didn't let you on the pond, did they?
No. Okay. They told me to make sure you don't even show up. Take that safety concern out of the picture.
1-888-455-ESPN. That's the number you need to know to have a chance to be a winner, and also to call in anytime on the program. 888-455-3776. The Debt Popper inbox, email wide open for you. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. By the way, did you know that the 61 points scored by Jeremiah Slough broke the school record, but the school record had been there since 1964 when Benny the Gun Crawford held the record.
Well, I got to think that's pretty impressive that Benny the Gun is now out of the record books. And
not to be confused with Benny the Bull on Dora, but Benny the Gun Crawford. Knocking down whatever it was. They just said that was his record. I can't even find how many points he scored in that single game. Do you know that the 61 points is 3 points off the all-time NAIA national record? So I guess we needed to go to 5 overtimes. But anyway, Jeremiah will join us on the program today. Roger Federer, Andy Murray, they're getting ready to go. Justine Henin, Serena Williams, they're getting ready to go. The Australian Open wraps up this weekend. The Pro Bowl is going on. Again, that seems to be... There's actually talk about it. And we don't have to just hammer the entire week on the Super Bowl. A lot of people are saying the players don't want to play in it, and there's been some debate all week, and I saw a little bit on First Take on ESPN2 this morning, and I think for one of the rare times, Skip Bayless actually kind of hit it on the head. This is the best, we'll see what happens, but this is as good as you could make this event. If you're going to play the game, I like this. This makes this whole 2 weeks between, you know, NFL finals, championship games, and the Super Bowl. This week seems to have gone a little bit faster when you're not just totally talking. I mean, there's a lot of Super Bowl talk, but it's not just 2 weeks of Super Bowl talk. A little bit of Pro Bowl, a little bit of other sports.
33 players opt out of the game.
Well, that has nothing to do with it. I mean, yes, That has nothing to do with moving the game to Miami on this Sunday. Nobody wants to play in the game. That's what I'm saying. But if you're going to play the game, this is the best option, in my opinion.
I'm just saying, if you go the way it's always been to Hawaii, the number would be well reduced from 33 players. You wouldn't have the sellout. It would be 25,000 people off of the sellout.
Why do you think it would be reduced? Well, 15, 20 years ago, I could say yes. These guys, any of them, any of these slugs can afford to go to Hawaii anytime they want. This is no big reward anymore to go to Hawaii. This is an inconvenience. I would think, Daddy, I would think going to Miami. Miami, South Beach, tearing it up. I would think for the current NFL Pro Bowlers, that would be just as attractive as going to Hawaii.
It's not even a getaway. It's not even a getaway, according to people. That, if you read any of the articles out there, Hawaii's not a getaway.
What people?
I'm going to show you what people.
So that's what I'm saying. Hawaii's not a getaway, then why would the number be so much lower?
Because Hawaii is a getaway. They want to go to Hawaii. It belongs on the islands. It's not the same atmosphere, the same level of relaxation. That's Tennessee Titans Center. It's an experiment.
Ooh, the Tennessee Titans Center.
Well, hell, if he's not going to play, you want to see
the best? Titans Center. I'm talking Drew. I'm talking, well, I mean, don't talk the guys in the Super Bowl. I'm talking Tom Brady. I'm talking Brett Favre. I'm talking all these guys that are big-name players. Nobody cares about the Tennessee Center.
It's an experiment, prestige, and honor of going to the Pro Bowl is going to Hawaii. I can't speak for why some guys bailed out, but if I'm a first-time Pro Bowler, I don't want to go to Miami to do it. Part of the lure is being on the islands. Now, Maurice Jones-Drew, it's his first one. He says, so if it was Alaska, I'd have been there. You know, personally, I like it better over there. Eight-time Pro Bowler Brian Dawkins says, this is truly not a getaway.
How do they know?
But it's still special.
They haven't even played yet. This is Wednesday of Pro Bowl week that you're hearing this stuff.
They're talking about Miami and Hawaii. It is a big deal to these guys to go to Hawaii. They like it better over there. I think the relaxation's better. I think Bill Polian comes out and just says, you're not going to have 14 players off the two teams playing the Super Bowl for one. 14 players gone. Great for the fans. People can't go to Hawaii. They can go to Miami. But they're still not getting to see the best players, and that's what the fans want to see.
What fans? What fans are you talking about? Fans aren't traveling to Hawaii to see the Pro Bowl. These are the same people that go to Hawaii college football games. Fans, you're not drawing fans to Hawaii. So fans want to see this maybe on television, but not in Hawaii.
Well, the corporate sponsorships are up here. It looks like they might have done it for economic reasons to me.
Well, I don't know.
Now they'll tell you it's for the fans.
It's a multi-billion dollar industry. I don't think one game is going to make or break this. They're going to London. I'll ask you.
If you go to the NHL All-Star Game, you don't want to go see the fourth alternate.
No, but people opt out of the Pro Bowl no matter what, whether it's in Hawaii or not. They've been doing it for years.
Not 33 of them.
You have no proof that it would be less than that this year if it was in Hawaii. None. Zero. You have no proof.
Well, the proof is in 2002, 22 of them opted out. That's been the most since then, so I don't think it would have been 33.
22.
In 2002.
That's a pretty big number. That's a pretty big number.
What's a third less than the 33?
Of the 33.
If you think 22 is a monster number, then 33 is, my God, it's ginormous.
19. Take away the 14 players that are playing the Super Bowl. 19 is your actual number. 19 is your actual number.
You just said 22 is a monster number. I come back with 33, and then
it is,
that's got to be
number.
Huge.
It is a monster number, considering the number of players that even get to play in the game. Like half the roster. But 33, take away the 14 playing in the Super Bowl, the number's 19. It's not 33. The number is 19. You, and what? Let me just ask you. You profess to be the biggest NFL fan I know. Now, I don't agree with that, but do you even watch the game?
Yeah, I usually check out the Pro Bowl.
Do you watch it?
You don't sit and watch the whole Pro Bowl.
Okay, there you go. Well, then you don't care who's in it. I mean, you know, the starters play in the first quarter and a half, then everybody else gets in. This is way too dumb of an argument to waste too much time on the show about today. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. Send us your emails, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Baseball practice begins tomorrow for the Huskers, but Baseball America comes out with their top 25 yesterday. Texas is number one, and the way you shake your head, you must have heard the sportscast. They're the only Big 12 team ranked. How is that possible? How is that possible that Texas is the only Big 12 team ranked in the nation's top 25 of collegiate baseball? Let me give you some of the other teams that are in there. Virginia is now number two in the country. Huh? Then you've got your traditionals, LSU, Cal State Fullerton, Rice.
Now remember,
Georgia Tech.
For fans out there, Brian Connors, the coach of Virginia, Advanced Omaha, he was the Creighton connection there. I'm just throwing that out. They came from nowhere, went to the College
exactly.
World Series.
Exactly, came from nowhere. Virginia, number two in the country. Nebraska, at no point, was ever number two in the country. And Virginia, all of a sudden, is number two in the country. Georgia Tech, sixth, really? Florida, UC Irvine, the rest of them I've got sitting right here. Florida State, then, and South Carolina. Coastal Carolina is 12th. Louisville is 13th. Dave Van Horn at 17 with Arkansas. San Diego is 19th. Southern Mississippi, 21st. What? No Big 12 team is better than Coastal Carolina? And we love the Chanticleers, no doubt about it.
Well, I'm with you, and I did not see that poll, but the coaches' poll was also released late last night and this morning, and Oklahoma chimes in at 22. To be the second team. I shook my head at that. You're right. Eastern Carolina, Oregon State, who's obviously done some good things, they jump back in at 14. But, yeah, I'm total agreement. Then you look at the people that receive votes. Nebraska's second to the last in that list, so there's a whole bunch of people. There's a whole bunch of people ahead of them.
We can't get away from the Pro Bowl because Rusty and Lamar says, if the Pro Bowlers really wanted an escape, come play the Pro Bowl in Nebraska or perhaps other states that don't have NFL teams, like Idaho, North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota. Tell Daddy to breathe and allow his blood pressure and heart rate to come back down to a normal level. He's scaring the listeners, Rusty and Lamar.
Yeah!
There is no such thing. Rusty is a normal heart rate for this large individual across from me.
Sorry, Rusty.
Aaron and Carney says, hey guys, I don't want to hear anything about the best dynasty of our generation anymore because it's Roger Federer. Hands down, no arguing. He's been to 18 of the last 19 Grand Slam finals. Amazing. He dominates like no team or person has in my lifetime. The only other team close to that is the Bulls of the mid-90s. Even that team took 2 years off. I realize they didn't have the best player ever to live during those years. Federer is the most amazing dynasty in sports in the last 15 years, and Yankee fans, shut the hell up. You have no argument. Well, you're right, Aaron, because the Yankees are not a dynasty. One World Series here in 9 years. Nice. Husker women are really, and then on a different topic, Kelsey Griffin may be the most underrated player in the nation. I think Maya Moore will be the National Player of the Year, but Griffin deserves to be mentioned in that conversation.
Thanks for the email, guys. I find it interesting when you bring up out of the blue women's basketball, but Texas Tech coach saying that was the best team she saw since she's been at Texas Tech.
4 years.
So good. Coming from the best conference.
Good. Well, they are playing outstanding, and let's hope that they keep it going. We'll give you a chance to win some tickets to Nebraska women's basketball. You know what? Let's do it right now. Then we'll go into a break. Then we'll come back. Mike Wilkinen is going to join us from Pro Football Weekly. Phone's ringing already. You got that Husker press guide for me? Because I wrote the question down in it today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did. I did. Yesterday we went with Amy Stevens' jersey number, and I don't remember what the heck the trivia question was the day before that, but it was pretty good, I'm sure.
What do you want, Connie Yorey's high school number?
Ooh, I was going to go another jersey number, but I thought maybe we'd do something different because it'd be too easy. What do you think? You okay?
I think yesterday was plenty tough.
You think yesterday was tough? We should be easier on the people today?
Yes.
You think if we just let the phone keep ringing and ringing and ringing, then maybe they'll forget to hang it up eventually? You think that could happen? 888-455-ESPN. Of course, 888-455-3776 is the phone number. And we'd love to hear from you on the program today as we get ready to give away four tickets to Nebraska women's basketball next week. That game is Wednesday against Oklahoma State. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock, and that will be at the Devaney Center, 705 Daddy, next week. Next week.
Looking forward to that. I think this is a game that a lot of people, you know, penciled at the start of the season as one of those big turning points to see where Nebraska would end up. If Nebraska can take this one like they should at home, there's no reason to think that anybody else in the Big 12 is going to slow them down. Douglas wrote down the question, struggling to find the question.
Yeah, I have it in here, and I knew I thought I knew where it was, so I can't find it. I can't find the darn question. Let's take a break. We'll be back, and then we'll give you the question after this.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174. Or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Laughter really is good medicine. At Northridge Senior Living Community in Kearney, we believe sharing good times with friends is an important part of a healthy lifestyle. Northridge offers retirement living and assisted living all on one beautiful campus. Personal care and services are tailored to the needs of each individual, and your small pet is always welcome. Call 308-698-5410 today for your personal tour and see how the Northridge lifestyle will enhance your retirement years. Find us on the web at northridgeslc.com. Don't forget to ask about our move-in specials.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
For generations, Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry needs. We're the experts on masonry and concrete products in the region with over 140 years of combined experience at our two locations. We're particular about who we deal with and what products we sell. With a high level of customer service at both locations, Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations, one block at a time.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Are you covered? For Tiger Tough Tarps, you need Hastings Canvas Company. Custom-made tarps, awnings, and boat covers. Plus, custom-made canvas products like air conditioner and generator covers, tractor umbrellas, and more. All custom-made to your specs. We've been in business for nearly 80 years for a reason. We're not happy unless you're happy. On the corner of Eastside Boulevard and 3rd in Hastings. Call today for a free estimate. 462-6615. Hastings Canvas Company. Tiger Tough Tarps.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with high temperatures around 29. Winds out of the southeast will stay at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then stay variably cloudy tonight with a low of 10 above. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 18.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Steve Wilkening. Or is it Mike? Sorry, Mike Wilkening. going to join us here in our next segment, just after the bottom of the hour. Taka from Pro Football Weekly. And also Jeremiah Slough set to join us in our last segment. He scored 61 Wednesday for Hastings College, which is a conference and school record, beating the record of Benny the Gun. So Benny the Gun's record is gone, and now Jeremiah Slough is there. So congratulations
to Jeremiah. It'd be cool to know Benny the Gun. It really would.
Benny's out there. We got a special guest next week. Talk about going old school a little bit.
Tell you what, you know, it's awesome when we catch up with people, and this one happens to be from the area. Folks, if you live west of here in Lexington, Mick Tinglehoff from Lexington, you know what, I actually got the idea because I picked up my Pro Football Weekly, and I opened it up, and the feature story in the middle of the article, it says, deserving of a call from the hall. Fringe Hall of Fame candidates worthy of enshrinement. And so I'm just reading along the feature story. And they bring up Mick Tinglehoff, and I thought, you know, I think he's from Lexington. So I did a little research, got a phone number, talked to the guy yesterday, would love to come on the show. Tuesday, Mick Tinglehoff is set to join us. He still to this day started the 11th most NFL games in history. 11 most of any NFL player, folks.
Stayed pretty healthy, right?
Never broke a bone, he told me. Feels great. Four Super Bowls, every Viking Super Bowl, our boss Craig Egger, a huge Viking fan. Four Viking Super Bowls, played in all of them. Five All-Pro selections. This is amazing. He played from 62 to 78. Longevity of his career, you know, anybody will tell you that the quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs, those skill position people, yeah, they head to the forefront. They put up the numbers. The linemen are lacking. He's a center, but very, very deserving, and be really great to catch up with him next Tuesday.
And also next Wednesday, National Letter of Intent signing day, Jeremy Crabtree, he's the top of the mountain. He is the mountain. He is the man. He will join us from Rivals to talk about Nebraska's recruiting class coming up on Wednesday on the program.
And breaking news last night, supposedly Breon Carnes committed. Now, that's all over message boards. That is Tommy Frazier's cousin, the quarterback that was originally committed to South Florida. Now he is in. Also last night, supposedly, you know, all of a sudden, out of nowhere,
Nebraska has picked up a quarterback commit for 2011. It's Jamal Turner of Sam Houston High in Arlington. He threw for 2,063 and rushed for 2,032.
Yeah, he's a dual threat, but he's still a year removed, so.
That's why he's the class of 2011.
Monster.
Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox. Steve in Kearney says, would you quit talking football and talk Pac-10 basketball? Because Oregon State beat USC last night, which means the Beavers were able to hold off the Trojans.
Thanks, Steve.
I've got this Troutman quality meat copy right here, and I'm going to hold off on that because I want to get closer to lunch before I get really, really hungry. Let's give away the tickets to Nebraska women's basketball, 888-455-3776. Three members of the current Husker women's team played their high school basketball in Nebraska. Tell me two of them. Two of the three current Husker women's basketball players that played their basketball at high school basketball in Nebraska. We're giving away a set of four tickets to the women's game against Oklahoma State in Lincoln Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Surrogates with Bruce Willis is rated PG-13 for intense sequences of violence, disturbing images, language, sexuality, and a drug-related scene. It's also 90 minutes of extreme high-impact butt-kicking action with Big Bad Bruce. And now you can own it on Blu-ray, DVD, and movie download. Whatever that is. Again, that's Bruce Willis in Surrogates on Blu-ray and DVD.
What happens now?
What happens now? Well, bye. Surrogates on Blu-ray, DVD, and movie download. Hurry. Bruce doesn't like to wait.
Are you a technology professional looking for a new job? Stop wasting time on general job sites, sifting through listings that are not relevant to you. Go to Dice.com. For over 17 years, Dice, the number one technology job board, has focused exclusively on tech jobs. Go to Dice.com to find tens of thousands of jobs all across the country. Software engineers, system administrators, web developers, and more. Visit Dice.com today. Dice.com.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. CharterWest National Bank.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with high temperatures around 29. Winds out of the southeast will stay at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then stay variably cloudy tonight with a low of 10 above. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 18.
And Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Congratulations to Ryan and Kearney. He actually knew all three Nebraska women's basketball players that hail from the state. Nikki Bober, who went to Elmwood Murdoch. Bellevue East, Bonnie Turner, and Dominique Kelly went to Lincoln Northeast. And he got all three. So good job there, Ryan. He's got four tickets to the Nebraska women's basketball game at home Wednesday, 7:05 against Oklahoma State. We're going to give away two more sets of tickets next week on the show, so be listening for that coming up. We're still going to give away some Tri-City Storm hockey tickets to tonight's game. Is that what we're doing, Derek?
Yeah, let's do okay tonight. Yeah, that's great. Fargo in town, so that'd be good.
Great. Fargo, welcome in. We've got some breaking news that we're going to get to right after this email. First off, Ken says, hey, Big Daddy, I don't think your skill set includes horse race track announcer. I don't know, Ken. Come on. That's actually one of the better things he's done. I guess that ought to tell you something. He says, however, I think you might have a bright future as a replacement for Billy Mays. You could take out the slap chop guy with ease, but that would be beneath you. If you need an agent, I'm available. Irish Ken.
Hey, Doug, quick reminder here. Sunday, not interested in the Pro Bowl, like apparently you're not. Kearney American Legion Baseball
Fund. Unbelievable. Maybe they ought to play it in Michigan.
American Legion Baseball Fundraiser going on. Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament. Folks, it's this Sunday at the Eagles Club in Kearney. 1 o'clock registration, 2 o'clock play starts, $20 per player. Limited to the first 200 players. We had a monster turnout a year ago. Looking for another monster turnout this year. Questions, you can call 308-380-5463. Hey, all the proceeds go to Kearney American Legion Baseball. Looking for something to do on Sunday. Perfect opportunity. $20 per player buy-in, $25 buy-in. Buy-in stop at 4 o'clock.
Rebuys. $20 buy-in initially with $25 rebuys for the first 2 hours. There you go.
Texas.
These are the kind of guys that win, Derek, right here. This guy right here who dominated last year after a rebuy, dominated. You know, I was going to throw this out. But after I got thumped by 2-4 offsuit last year, I figured maybe you would want to take advantage of this, that you'll donate X amount of number of dollars for each person that remains once you are eliminated. From TD Shack 32.
Why would I do that? Everybody, I mean, I'm planning to get in the top three. I'd have to donate a lot of money.
You wouldn't have to donate any money, hardly at all. Everybody that's remaining after you're knocked out. Say you said, I'm going to give $10 for each person that's left in when I get knocked out. And there's 20 people left, and that's $200.
That's a nice...
If there's two people left, then that's 20.
There's 150 left, then...
which we would expect. I can't believe it.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
Superstation.
For the second straight year, Nebraska will open Big 12 conference play with a Thursday night road game. The Huskers contest at Kansas State has been moved from Saturday, October 2nd to Thursday, October 7th to accommodate an ESPN national telecast. Kickoff time yet to be determined. Maybe midnight this year, guys. You know, maybe midnight ESPN. The agreement has come to light here, and blah, 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 blah. Dave Brown, a friend of the program, ESPN Vice President of Programming, says they're excited to return to Manhattan for their first Thursday night game since 1992. Nebraska is 5-0 in Thursday night games on ESPN, Daddy. 5-0. Your thoughts?
Well, obviously, you know, Nebraska is still trying to find their niche and get back to the top. They want all the exposure they can get, and it's a great way to get it.
And, you know, ladies across the country are now happy because that opens up another wedding date.
There you go.
October 2nd. It's open, gals. October 2nd. Plan it. Plan it. You already knew October 9th was open. October 2nd. Plan it. Plan it. Plan it. What do you think? Plan it.
I think that's a great idea, and Doug Vdew is still available for you ladies out there, by the way.
What is wrong with you? What in God's name is wrong with you? And other good news, Nebraska football season ticket holders will see no increase in ticket prices for the 2010 season.
Awesome. Good news as well. Look, you know what? It's raised every other year under Steve Peterson. I think Dr. Tom said, okay, that's enough.
Well, Daddy, we're getting closer and closer by the minute. Next week, all ESPN Radio is going to have is live from Miami and Super Bowl talk and people peddling things and, you know, stars there. But the ex-football players saying, oh, yeah, this cured my scratch, this cured my itch. But, and then they'll talk about the Super Bowl a little bit, too.
Well, everybody will be there except for us due to budget restraints. But Mike Wilkening will be there.
You're probably busy anyway. You know, your schedule, you know, the Super Bowl is not big enough.
Yeah, Mike Wilkening, senior editor from Pro Football Weekly, will be in Miami. He joins us right now. Mike, first of all, thanks so much for the time today. And second of all, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Daddy always likes to have a good base before he goes on vacation. How's your tan looking right now, Mike, as you head to Miami?
Not good. I mean, we're based out of Chicago, so I mean, I don't have anything. I mean, I haven't gotten any sort of tan or anything like that at this point. So I would tend to think that I have to be rather careful going down there. I'm always a guy that burns rather easily, so I will need to. You remind me, I need to pack sunscreen. That's one other thing I've got to do here before I leave.
Mike, before we get to the Super Bowl talk, obviously the Pro Bowl much different this year takes place in Miami the week before Sun Life Stadium. New name to the stadium, new theme to the Pro Bowl. In the circles and the people you talk to, is this a favorable way to do the Pro Bowl, or like Bill Polian says, is it terrible?
Well, I think that you know, it's not viewed particularly favorably at this point, but I would, you know, within the league and within folks that, you know, that are looking to watch the game and all those things. But I'll say this, and what it's accomplished for the NFL is that it's made the Pro Bowl a front burner issue for an entire week. And that's not what happens when it's in Hawaii. I mean, what happens is, you know, the Super Bowl's played the previous Sunday. Super Bowl MVP's named. You've got a couple press conferences Monday. Everybody kind of takes a deep breath and says, the NFL season's over. And then, you know, on Tuesday or Wednesday, everybody says, what's next Sunday? The Pro Bowl's next Sunday. And and then kind of attention turns to that, and it's not a heavily staffed media event because it's in Hawaii, and as much as we'd like the excuse to get out there, it's quite expensive to get to Hawaii, so you don't see too many people staffing it, and you know, and there's not a ton of interest because again, I think there's just sort of a football saturation point that's reached. Well, now we're before the Super Bowl, and you've got people that are, you know, are not happy with the way you know, just in terms of the way the rosters are kind of been decimated by the fact that you've not going to be Saints or Colts playing if other guys leave because of injuries. You know, and so while the quality of the game might not be as great as in past years, it's certainly being discussed more. Now, how this translates to ratings remains to be seen, and what would constitute success for the NFL from a ratings standpoint also remains to be seen. But I'll tell you this much, it's being discussed more than I can ever remember. That's a victory for the NFL.
Yeah, and if it's sold out like they say it is, actual sellout, I think that's one of the bottom lines they're looking at. The NFL doesn't care per se who's on the field as long as there's a game and they sell it out. And maybe it'll be a better game because you got a lot of these guys that, you know, your Tom Brady's, your Peyton Manning's that have been there so many times. You're going to have some first and second-year guys that might actually want to play in this game, looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think there's that aspect of it. I every All-Star game on the basis of it is interesting because you've got, in theory, you know, most of the best playing on the same field at the same time, and I think you're going to see some exciting individual plays. You'll have some moments, I'm sure, that are memorable, and yeah, you'll have guys that are going to be eager to be playing in the game. You know, Justin Smith, for example, I mean, or the NFC, he got named to the game. He's a guy that's played, you know, pretty well at a high level for a long time. I mean, I would think he'd be excited. I think there's any number of guys that are going to be playing here, you know, that are going to have an opportunity to kind of, you know, perform at the big stage. Look at, you know, Vince Young's an interesting case, too, in the sense that it's his second Pro Bowl trip, but who would have expected him to make the game considering he didn't begin the year as a starter? So it's a chance for a lot of guys to shine.
Mike Wilkerding, he's Pro Football Weekly's handicapping columnist, among other things. He's a senior editor there. Mike, as far as looking at some of the games, I guess the prop bets are such a big part of this Super Bowl. Have you looked at any of that stuff that's come out yet?
I've not as of yet. I know that most casinos are in the business of either putting those together or have put those together. But yeah, that's big business for the casinos. I was talking to Chuck Esposito, who's a longtime Caesars Palace odds maker, is now at the Tropicana in Las Vegas, and he was saying that, you know, he estimated like 10-15% of the money wagered in Nevada legally, you know, on the Super Bowl is going to be on prop bets. And I think that's, you know, that should just tell you kind of the business that it is. And, you know, from the book standpoint, you know, there are the sharp bettors are looking at the line, they're looking at the over-under, but they're also looking at props. And, you know, for the book standpoint, you've got to make some sharp props, too, props that are right on target that aren't too off. Or otherwise, you know, there are, you know, sharp bettors out there that will kind of dive in and sort of, you know, bet if they think the odds are in their favor. So, you know, the stakes are sort of higher for everybody in that end. But, yeah, I mean, to me, it's somebody that's just going to be out at the game just sort of, you know, in Miami. I won't be in Las Vegas, you know, wagering any of those things. But I'll be interested to get the sheets and sheets of them just to kind of see what's being offered. I think they're kind of fun to talk about at the very least. And, you know, again, from Nevada's standpoint, this is a big Super Bowl because, again, we're in the middle of a tough economic time. I think it's a measuring stick sort of game for them. You know, they certainly, you know, can't, I don't know if they can expect to set any handle records this year, but they need to kind of hold on to everything that they've been able to make in past years. And so I think it falls upon, you know, everybody out there to try to do what they can to bring people into the books and kind of spend that money again this year.
Mike Wilkening from Pro Football Weekly joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I guess that would make us non-sharp bettors, Daddy.
That's right.
Or
unsharps.
Well, there you go. Dull, maybe. maybe need to be a pencil sharpener. But, Mike, if you check out Pro Football Weekly, you will see that his prediction is Colts 34, Saints 21. What leads you to that prediction, Mike?
I just think that when it comes down to it, I think the Colts can get a few stops against the Saints, and I'm not really convinced that the Saints, you know, as the game goes on, are going to have a ton of success stopping Peyton Manning and that offense. And I think that, You know, I look at what the Saints did offensively in the NFC title game, and what kind of concerned me was I think Drew Brees played okay, but he didn't play his best game of the year. I don't think they have the type of running game that can carry the offense in lieu of Drew Brees having a big game. You know, I think that... you know, that's sort of what it comes down to for me. I think the Colts will get their points. Peyton Manning will get his yards. And, you know, and to me, for all the strides the Saints have made defensively, I still think they're susceptible, you know, to just getting gashed by really good offenses. And they've played well against some top teams before. New England, that performance jumps out, certainly versus Arizona. But, you know, the Vikings gained almost 500 yards. And when you look at the way the Colts have played here, you know, the AFC title game, really adjusting to what the Jets did from a pressure standpoint as the game went on really getting the best of that defense. If they can do that to the Jets, you would think that they could probably do that to the Saints as well. And I know the Saints have an advantage having 2 weeks to prepare, and certainly that's going to help them quite a bit. But, you know, I think in time the Colts are basically going to wear down the Saints here and prevail and pull away.
Mike, when you put together all 10 of your editor's Super Bowl predictions, were you surprised that nobody picked the outright upset?
A little bit, but, you know, I think that, you know, it comes down to this. The Colts were, you know, probably, yeah, they had a very good shot, 16-0. The decision to rest starters in week 16 will be something that will be, you know, debated forever, even if they win a Super Bowl. I think it'll be something that'll, you know, be a footnote that can be discussed, I think, going forward. And, you know, so to me, they had a shot at winning that game. Certainly they would have beaten the Bills or had a very good shot at beating the Bills if they'd have played their starters in Week 17, a game where the Bills didn't have a ton to play for. You know, this was a team that was very close to being, you know, 18-0 entering this game. I think that, you know, they have time and again kind of risen to the challenge. They have experience in the big game before. They didn't play their best 3 years ago in the Super Bowl and still won by 14. I think there's a lot that they have going for them. The Saints, again, I think what it comes down to is, you know, this is a team that didn't finish out the regular season all that strongly. It was a great performance versus Arizona, don't get me wrong, but, you know, 5 turnovers by the Vikings, and there is a skill in forcing those, and I think you certainly have to give the Saints a chance based on that playmaking ability on defense, but, you know, short of that happening, or short of the Colts really regressing off that performance in the AFC title game, I think the Colts are, you know, kind of the clear favorites here and probably going to be the popular pick, I would say, of a lot of folks.
And according to most of the picks from Pro Football Weekly, it looks like you guys like the overs as well.
You know, and that's an interesting one too. I don't really know exactly how that'll play out. I mean, I you know, I think the over under is very high in the mid 50s. I want to say, and you know, what it comes down to is this. You know, if nerves aren't a factor for either team, if both offenses kind of come out and are scoring from the get go, certainly this is one that could go over. But you know, it is a game played in Miami in February, you know, on natural grass, and, you know, rain was a factor in the last Super Bowl. So I think all those things have to sort of be kept in mind. And I also kind of have to wonder if, you know, if the Saints, based off that NFC title game performance and based how I think the Colts defense matches up with them, you know, I think, you know, to me, they'll probably score in the 20s, but I don't know if they can score in the 30s, at least on my end of things. I just think the Colts defensively, it's a pretty good matchup. The speed is going to work in their favor. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, but I could see it both ways. I mean, obviously from the NFL's perspective, if it were a, you know, 42-41, you know, all-time classic, I tend to think that everybody would go home happy with this, and I would tend to think that the TV ratings for this game, regardless of how it plays out, are going to be, you know, astronomical considering the way the TV, you know, ratings have gone here throughout these playoffs.
We appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike Wilkening, senior editor from Pro Football Weekly. Folks, I tell you all the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Pro Football Weekly, if you're a fan out there that wants to learn more, call them today. Look it up on the internet. Find Pro Football Weekly. It is certainly a publication that is unmatched as far as coverage. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Mike. I can't believe you're just crazy. You're crazy is what you are. You're absolutely crazy. Our Super Bowl picks, of course, coming up next Friday. Boy, I'm pretty close on mine, but I'm sure by next Friday, after listening to a whole bunch of crap next week, it will change quite a bit. As we go into break, Jeremiah Slough from Hastings College is going to join us, but we want to give away tickets tonight, a family four-pack to Tri-City Storm Hockey. They host Fargo at 7:05. Storm hosts Fargo at 7:05. To win the tickets, tell me what the score of the USHL All-Star game was on Tuesday night. Well, you don't even have to tell me the winner. You just have to tell me the score of the USHL All-Star game Tuesday night. First correct caller gets four tickets to tonight's Storm Force game.
Turn right now.
I don't know what I did without my GPS.
Turn left ahead.
I just follow the instructions, and it takes me where I want to go.
Continue straight.
Now I can do my taxes the same way with TurboTax. It has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step through my return. It even double checks along the way, which helps get me right to my maximum refund. Guaranteed. See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee. Details at TurboTax.com.
Total customer care. That's what makes Midas different. It's how we get to know you and your car, explain things in a way you'll understand, and give you service and repair options that respect your budget. From routine maintenance like oil changes, tires, and brakes, to advanced engine diagnostics and major system repair, come to Midas and see the difference Total Customer Care can make. People and prices you can trust. That's the Midas touch.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Jaden Schwartz, number 8 for the Tri-City Storm. He's the Storm's leading scorer and is destined for greatness in the NHL.
Jaden Schwartz, shot, scores! Jaden Schwartz! Truth, you can't handle
He's Jaden Schwartz, and he plays for your team, the Tri-City Storm.
Catch two games of Storm hockey this weekend. Friday night is Battle of the Bands with local high school pep bands performing live. Saturday night is Local Heroes Night as we honor area medical and emergency personnel. Get your tickets at stormhockey.com, presented by Viero.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with high temperatures around 29. Winds out of the southeast will stay at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then stay variably cloudy tonight with a low of 10 above. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 18.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I shall defeat you both in the poker tournament Sunday, okay?
Are we going to make some kind of friendly wager?
Doug and Daddy and Derek all at the Eagles to help raise money for the Kearney American Legion on Sunday.
See, Daddy, you just got locked into the deal. He was waffling on me earlier.
Well, Daddy,
you just got
Daddy
locked
lasted
in.
Longer than I did last year. I'll freely admit that. I got no problem with that. He actually did very well last year.
But see,
just
one,
short of
one
cashing,
tournament,
right?
Yeah. One instance... In poker, can't really show who the better player is.
Well, when I turned into Ming the Massa, bye. You know, it's great when you get see, I turn into Ming the Massa and I get the pocket rocket. I tell people I got pocket rocket, and then they don't believe me. And then I go all in and I beat them with pocket rocket. Then they say, "You told me who you had." I said, "I know I'm Ming the Massa. I tell you what I got. You're not smart enough for that."
Well, you're so smart. Where do you get your grilling fixings, you moron? Good Lord.
I get a Troutman's Quality Meats. It's the grill's best friend. We tell you about it all the time. Quality steaks aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Fresh out of the smokehouse this week right now. German sausage. also called farmer sausage.
Wait a minute, what's onion? A German sausage there?
I don't know. Dude, hey, it sounds like bratwurst to me.
Oh, so good.
Onion and bell pepper brats as well, plus fresh summer sausage, snack sticks, smoked string cheese. Hey, I know goose season's winding down. You're headed to the blind this weekend. Pick it up today. Plus, nice selection of domestic and imported wines to choose from, including
Honk.
Max Creek Wine.
Honk.
Max Creek Winery and Vineyard in Lexington. Plus, you've got the Green Mountain Grill. You know what? Yeah, you still got a little Christmas cash around. You're looking for something to jumpstart your spring and summer. Well, the Green Mountain Grill. Ask Kerry about it today. All beef at Troutman's is USDA certified Angus beef. Troutman's quality meats. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Check it out across the street, Bob Superstore, today.
Well, this guy hasn't gotten any sleep yet because all the ladies are looking for the big man on campus after Wednesday night's 61-point performance. Anybody that can take out Benny the Gun Crawford school record is worthy of our time and a lot of people's time. We got to see him play at Donovan Trumbull High School, and now he is a senior at Hastings College, and he pours in 61 points in a 4-overtime victory over Midland Lutheran on Wednesday. Jeremiah Slough joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, Jeremiah, good morning.
Morning. How we doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. Me and Daddy just want to know if you've got any sleep yet, because it was a long trip on Wednesday in a couple of ways for you. How's it going?
Oh, not too bad. Yeah, we didn't get back until about 2 o'clock in the morning last night, or well, a couple nights ago now. So, no, yesterday was pretty hectic. Had a lot more friends the last couple of days than I have probably my entire life. Had to answer a lot of questions, and so yesterday was a pretty hectic day for me for sure.
Jeremiah, heading into the game and warm-ups, did you feel that you were in a zone? Or, you know, some people say, boy, I felt good in warm-ups. Things were going in for me. I really felt good. Or is it just something that happened during the game?
Just something that happened during the game. We actually joked before the game. I don't know if I made a shot during warm-ups. We had bust legs really bad, and we actually came out in that first half really, really sluggish. So, no, it definitely wasn't a thing where I knew before the game that the ball was going to go in.
Jeremiah Slough joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. When did you know that you were having that kind of a night?
You know, it was kind of weird. There's some nights where you hit your first couple shots and you feel like, okay, this is going to be a good night. And I never really got that feeling. Make a couple shots and miss a couple shots type of that deal for, you know, the majority of the game, really. But and the fact that we were battling from behind, and so I was more worried about what we were going to do to get ourselves back in the game than I was how many points I was scoring or whether or not I was feeling it. So that really wasn't the focus of my attention at that point.
Well, yeah, I guess that's the backstory to this whole thing. I'm sure you and the rest of your teammates over there going, why aren't we beating their ass? What's going on here? I mean, Midland 3-21 on the year. Their last five or six games, they've been very, very, very competitive. They just haven't been able to win. So I suppose a little panic was there as well.
Yeah, definitely. Really, really deflated locker room at halftime for our guys, definitely. Everybody was kind of, for the first time all year, barking at each other and things like that. So it was something that we really had to come together at halftime and handle a little bit of adversity and stuff like that. And we knew that our season was on the line. Those guys didn't really have anything to play for other than pride, and we were battling to save our season. And so we just knew that we needed to find a way to win the game, and it took every ounce of everybody's emotions and everything in order to find a way to win that game, especially when you go to 4 overtimes. I mean, it was just a wild, wild situation, definitely.
Okay, Jeremiah, take us to the 4th overtime, and really this game still might be going on right now had it not been for the double technical foul, correct?
Yeah, I've been telling a lot of people that I don't think that game deserved that type of an ending, but I'm not going to complain that it happened on our side. Definitely both technical fouls were warranted. Their guys really got real emotional there at the end and kind of lost control of their emotions, definitely. And so we got 6 free throws and possession of the ball. So basically a 4-possession swing with a minute to go. It's pretty tough for them to overcome.
Jeremiah Slough is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He breaks the conference record in the GPAC. He breaks the school record held by Benny the Gun Crawford with 61 points and just 3 points shy of the national record. And, Daddy, this team had trouble just getting to Fremont. Their vehicles broke down. The bus broke down, and they had to borrow some vans in Crete from Doan just to get there. So you like to get there kind of comfortable ahead of time. Well, they're there about an hour, hour and a half before tip-off. Then they go four overtimes. They don't get back till 2:30 in the morning. They've got the double technical in the fourth overtime that kind of decides this basketball game. I know that we were just talking earlier in the week. It's just nice to know that Jeremiah Slough has it so we don't have to hear about this Wade Vaughn's kid all the time.
Oh, yeah. I live with the kids, so I have to deal with him all the time. So, no, best friend, definitely. So I don't mind listening to what's Wade Vaughn's doing. He's a very, very popular kid, definitely, around the state of Nebraska. So it's a pleasure just knowing him, definitely.
I want to know if it scared you when you heard that you broke Benny the Gun's record, and have you heard from Benny the Gun?
No, I haven't, but that is a wild story. I don't know if you even heard how he got to Hastings. I guess Doc Farrell over here, Benny was recruited by Fort Hays State and had committed to Fort Hays State, and Doc Farrell, coach at Hastings at the time, talked to his mom on the phone and said, "Hey, well, where's Benny's first bus stop? I'm going to go ahead and meet him out there." And so he met him out there, and Benny got out of the bus, and he said, "Hey, I'm Coach. Why don't you hop in with me? I'll take you the rest of the way." And brought him out to Hastings and signed him up, and before he even realized what was going on, he was enrolled at Hastings. So that's just kind of a crazy story.
Yeah! Uh-huh, I can see that. He must be related to Lane Kiffin. We're talking with Jeremiah Slough. In the big picture, Jeremiah, how's the team doing? And talk about, you go to Morningside tomorrow, and where you think you guys can be when the postseason rolls around?
Obviously, the other night was a very important game for us just to keep us in the run for the regular season conference championship and to help achieve our ultimate goal of making it down to Branson for the national tournament. But we kind of set up a mini tournament for ourselves here with Midland Lutheran and then Morningside on Saturday, and then Concordia's at the top of our conference, and we have them on Wednesday, and we felt if we could play every game like it was our last game and we a must win going into Wednesday night against Concordia, if we can end up winning that one, we'll put ourselves at the top of the conference. So the team morale is very, very good after the win against Midland, and we're excited to go on the road to Morningside, a place that nobody on this team's ever won at. So we have a chance to do some really fun things here in the last part of the season.
Coach give you the day off after the game, four overtimes. I imagine this time of year your legs are a little sore anyway. Get them back under you. What did you do to get your legs back under you?
He brought us back in and watched a little film, made sure we knew that we weren't that good, and made us get on the floor and get some shots up, and had the guys that played the majority of the minutes get a nice bath. But took it really easy yesterday. Going to get back to work this afternoon and get on the road and head up to Sioux City tomorrow morning.
I suppose, Jeremiah, this is one of those things that won't sink in for quite a few years, and when you're done playing basketball, you can look back and say, yeah, I got the record, but your thoughts right now on putting up 61. Again, 37 in regulation, 24 coming in those four overtimes, but just your thoughts here in the last 48 hours about putting up 61.
Yeah, it's kind of surreal. Definitely hasn't sunk in yet, and I don't think it's something that will until maybe after the season's over and I can look back on it and kind of really enjoy it then, whereas right now I kind of have to focus on the next game and what we need to do to achieve our ultimate goal, because we're definitely not there yet. But definitely won't remember a whole lot of the wins and losses over the career, but that is definitely a memory that I'll remember forever.
Okay, thanks for giving us a minute on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and keep it rolling.
I appreciate it.
He is a Hastings College Bronco out of Donovan Trumbull, Jeremiah Slough, a school and conference record 61 points. So congratulations to Jeremiah. We need to get out of here, but Brad has sent us an email, says everyone over and over and over on the Colts, this and that. What about the little talked about backstory of Archie Manning's sweat and blood for the Saints, and now does he root for them or Peyton? It might not matter, but I think it's interesting.
Well, he's going to root for the Colts, yeah, no doubt. He said that, and there's people in New Orleans that are upset about it, but blood is thicker than water. Pretty simple. Archie Manning. Archie Manning. New Orleans Saints, great, but he's rooting for the Colts.
Danny, you got a big weekend ahead. I hear you've got a big tussle today. Folks can come out and see you again, do your magic.
Well, it's Loomis Junior High time. It's go time, 1 o'clock today. Plenty of good seats remain, as I understand it.
Do you know all the teams that are going to be competing
today? Don't have a clue.
I mean, I know sometimes you don't see what the other side of the contract says, so all right. Anything tonight?
No.
Okay, so check that out. Folks, don't forget to join us Sunday, 2 o'clock start time. Registration's at 1. The cards go in the air at 2 for the Kearney American Legion Baseball fundraiser, big poker tournament. Stop by and give us your opportunity to win some cash and, of course, help out Kearney American Legion Baseball. We want to thank Jeremiah Slough of Hastings College and
Mike Wilkening, senior editor of Pro Football Weekly. Great to catch up with Mike.
We'll see you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.